Apparently, Vatican Radio, there's an Italian exorcist, a priest named Benigno Palila.
Vatican Radio? What are their giveaways?
And apparently, it appears that the cases of demonic possession have skyrocketed over the past couple of years. In fact, the numbers show that the Vatican is getting upwards of 500,000 calls a year about people being possessed by demonic forces or whatever the hell it is. Is it Satan? Is it evil? I don't know much about being possessed. I don't know what this is. But they're looking to come up with some sort of exorcist boot camp.
Whoa!
So they can have a lot more people. It'll be an intensive course that will train priests on the art of exorcism, because there's just so many people that are possessed nowadays that they don't have enough people to go around and exorcise the demons.
This house is clear.
Name the movie.
Mike, come on. You got this.
Ace Ventura?
Yes.
My man. You know, in a world where evil has gone so rampant, a wise man once said,
when there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
And my wife checked in about the Exorcist, because she is a horror movie freak, and we have someone in the family who believes in all this.
Man.
Somebody that wants to be possessed.
Wait, what?
You know that person.
Oh, yeah. She's, the one that wants to... A ghost?
Yeah.
So strange.
The little girl in the movie apparently was playing with a Ouija board and trying to talk to spirits, and that's how she got possessed. So maybe she was asking for
this week-long intensive course is going to train priests in the art of exorcism. And he says, what's causing this demonic possession, you ask? This rise in demonic possession. And God, do I feel guilty after reading this. The use of tarot cards and fortune tellers, of which we've had in before. We have opened the gates to hell.
So have you known anybody that was possessed? Have you been possessed?
Hi.
410-338-1098. This seems so ridiculous. Why are we even talking about this? This is stupid.
No. I'm possessed.
Stop it.
No, I've never even heard you say anything remotely possessed.
I hate you. I hate your whole family.
Whoa, okay. Josh has definitely got something in him.
In the Jewish faith, do they speak of anything similar?
There is some belief among the Jews of possession.
I didn't even look for a deal.
410-338-1098. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, you have a friend that is a priest?
So it's a family friend. He passed in the last couple of years, but he was like 97, and he'd tell stories in the last 10 years about how when he was a young priest in the 50s, he would do exorcisms of little kids. He'd get called into houses and just perform exorcisms on young kids who were just completely... beyond what we would think of as a bad kid, just like climbing on the walls, scratching off all the paint on the walls, crazy stuff. He has some pretty amazing stories.
Oh, wow, man. See, that, at the same time, I'm fascinated and it bums me out. Like, I really just kind of hope we return to the energy of the universe, but then you find out that there's this 17-level pit of hell where Cerebus is just ripping the meat from your bones. Thank you.
Yeah, The Exorcist, I guess. That little girl played with a Ouija board, which I don't believe in either, and contacted an imaginary friend called Captain Howdy. Do you remember this?
Wasn't that Dee Snider's alter ego?
Captain Howdy.
From Strange Day? What the hell was it? Dee Snider did a film where he played Captain Howdy, you know, from Twisted Sister. Paul Mittermeier, you stuck around, a man of the cloth, Pastor Mittermeier.
I just wanted to hear what people were going to say.
Yeah, there's a level of belief that, you know, those that believe in that above, also that below. You know, you can't have, like you said, you can't have a day without the night.
Texter checks in, says, I thought I was possessed. Turns out it was just a bad case of sleep paralysis. Horrible case of sleep paralysis.
There's something wrong with me.
God, it was the queso. It was the queso.
But like that guy called in, he said, you know, he did a lot of exorcisms back in the 50s, this priest that he knew, and that that seems like a very 50s type thing, doesn't it? Does that make sense?
I see where you're going.
Like the fisting.
Yeah. Before we just knew every damn thing at the tip of our fingers because of the connection of the world. Sometimes we had to fill in the blanks.
Right.
I mean, there was probably way back. Let's take it even farther back from the 50s. Let's take it into the 1700s. Someone's got a neurological disorder that you can't explain.
Right,
someone's got Tourette's.
It's the devil.
Someone's got ADHD.
Right, it's the devil.
It's the devil. The devil's in you. Like, meanwhile, this person just might have some level of being on like a mental spectrum. It's not their fault. They were born like that, but someone just pow slaps on some Salem witch trial like accusation.
I mean, that's, if you want to talk about the witch trials, I'll be here until noon. Amelia ain't got to start until 12:30.
Yeah, but how about like the? I'm a huge Ghost Adventures fan, and the one episode where they summoned the demon with the Ouija board,
right.
The demon Zozo. You know, I mean,
speaking of which, here's a texter. A friend of the Marine Corps claimed that his sister was playing with a Ouija board. 2 days later, he woke up to her screaming, went into her bedroom, and found her bed levitating off of the ground.
Whoa.
Stop.
I had a Ouija board experience.
There you go. I believe them.
In college, one of the guys in my dorm, he said, you want to play with the Ouija board? And we put our hands on, and the question was asked, what was Josh's... that's me. Josh's...
Hi, Josh.
...grandfather's name. And it spelled out my grandfather's first name. Nobody else knew that.
Ooh. I'm not moving it. Dude, are you moving it?
Are you moving
it? I'm not moving it.
Dude, my hand is still...
I'm not moving it. I'm like barely even touching it. It's moving on its own, dude.
I hate you. I hate your whole family.
It's moving on its own. Man,
I want to know what... what
are the...
Irv.
Irv.
Irv was his name.
Irv.
Oh, God. Irv's trying to contact us. What is involved in this intensive course? How do you practice for this? Because, like, okay, I used to get, when I first moved away from Waldorf to Baltimore, and I was super poor, but my teeth were just jacked up as they are now. Shout out Dr. Ed Laser, who's fixing me up. I would go to a dental school where they'd do work, and you'd have students practice on white trash like me that needed filling done. What are they practicing on? Like, are they just going to have some spaz sitting in a chair and be like, I'm possessed by a demon. I'm possessed by a demon. Look at me. I can't sit still. Come on. Try and strap me down. Try and strap me down, but you can't. What do they practice on? What do they do? The incantations?
Right.
How do you know it's working?
You got to know all the right prayers and all
prayers.
That. And when, well, they come with the suitcase, right? They get the suitcase.
Uh-huh.
Holy
water.
It's got, like, the holy water.
Yep.
And it's got the crucifix. It's got, like, the Bible. And you got to know when to break out what.
Exactly, you got a tool of the trade.
Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark side.
Line six, Mike is saying.
We're
line
going to line six. We're going to Nathan. Nathan in PA. Good morning. Hotbed of paranormal activity.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Afraid of the forces.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So basically, this is what happened. So I was in the Marine Corps, and I was. This was when I was in Fort Leonard Wood. At the military police academy, and I had this guy who was from Mexico originally, and his sister was playing with a Ouija board, and so this is the guy that went into her room and found her bed levitating. But what was so crazy about the story was that he's a grown man and he was literally crying. He had tears like raging from his eyes because he was just so overcome by this, and this all started. Because one of our friends went out to the PX and bought a Ouija board and brought it into the barracks. So once he saw this thing, he immediately broke down, ran to our room, just sat on his bed and started bawling his eyes out. And that's when he told us a story about how his sister became possessed, like bed levitating, drawer slamming, the whole nine. I mean, it was insane.
Oh,
I still don't believe it.
Man. See, I feel
like he, you know, it's one of those things where I don't think he's crazy. I think he believes what he believes, but I don't think it's real. Does that make sense?
He believes in something so deeply that he almost
willed it
into his memory and vision. I feel like it's bad juju just talking about stuff like this. I feel like we're inviting something in.
Texter wrote in. And I don't know what this person's going through, but they text in a picture of the exorcism room at Catholic University.
I hate that room.
And that room looks terrifying. And then another texter wrote in and said, I don't know where it went. It jumped on me here, but the devil is real. Be careful. I don't know what it said.
If you invoke his
name. The devil is real. If you look for him, you will find him.
Oh, God. Ask for the devil and
he has help here with a crab on his face made out of metal, Batman.
Let's go to Mark in Perry Hall. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I actually have a pretty funny story. Well, it's not funny at all. My mother...
Fantastic.
My mother claims she was possessed when she was younger. And this is a woman who's got her master's in chemistry. She's all about science.
Right.
She's also a little bit of a woman about the faith. But the thing is, she says the more you invite the devil into your life, like all these demonic movies that are coming out nowadays, and everyone's running to watch them to be scared, she says there's a correlation between like all this stuff you watch with demons and how much people get possessed and how much it influences your soul.
Gotcha. Sort of like how I'm constantly getting all these ads online for Asian dating sites.